Today is February the 1st, 2018, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program, and this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to the one and only God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are amazing grace, the boss, the captain of the angel armies. You are the God who has dominion over everything. You are eternal and faithful, gracious to us, and the hope of all mankind. You're immortal, and you are Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, our Messiah and the name above all names. You're the one who sets us free. You're the God of possibilities and the quickener. You are righteousness and a safe place for us, the true vine and the unbelievably awesome God. You're victorious, wonderful, and extraordinary. You are Yeshua and the God who's zealous for us. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do. Thank you, Lord, for the beauty of this new day. And thank you, Lord, for the children. Help us to bless them today, particularly those that give us issues and troubles, particularly the unlovable. For that is who we are to be, Lord. You loved everyone, particularly the children. Help us to be like you. We want to spread your love and joy and peace and goodness across our campuses today with your presence. Thank you, Lord. We adore you, need you, want you, and look to what it is you're going to do today through us and ask us to be pliable and willing. Thank you, Lord, for all of this in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. So what was Jesus doing when he said these words? When they came to Capernaum, the collectors of the half-shekel tax went up to Peter and said, "Does your teacher not pay the tax?" He said, "Yes." And when he came into the house, Jesus spoke to him first, saying, "The word of God, Matthew 17, verses 25 to 26. What do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take toll or tax? From their sons or from others?" And when he said, "From others," Jesus said to him, "Then the sons are free. However, not to give offense to them, go to the sea and cast a hook and take the first fish that comes up, and when you open its mouth, you will find a shekel. Take that and give it to them for me and for yourself." The Word of God, Matthew 17, verses 25 to 26. Praise God for his incredible words. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a small portion of a song, and then we read the lyrics. Today, I am playing an old hymn by Fanny Crosby and sung by Wintley Phipps called "All the Way My Savior Leads Me."
All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Every peace, divinest comfort, hear my faith in him to dwell. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well.
All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his faithful mercies, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, e'er by faith in him to dwell. For I know, whatever fall me, Jesus doeth all things well. All of the way my Savior leads me, and he cheers each winding path I tread, gives me strength for every trial, and he feeds me with the living bread. And though my weary steps may falter, and my soul athirst may be, gushing from a rock before me, though a spirit joy I see. And all the way my Savior leads me, O the fullness of his love. Perfect rest in me is promised, in my Father's house above. When my spirit clothed immortal, wings its flight through the realms of the day. This my song through endless ages. Jesus, lead me all the way. Thank you, my friends, for listening to the amazing words of Jesus and this beautiful hymn about him. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to pray each day with each other. And we pray at precisely 1:16 p.m. And that crazy time of the day was chosen because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. Today, my friends, we are going to be praying that we will learn how to accept each other's differences. And so today, when the alarm goes off and you don't remember that prompt, don't you worry. Just pray. It is just a reminder that you are not alone, and you are united in prayer with your brothers and sisters across the time zones. So I look forward to praying with you today, my friends, at 1:16 p.m. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We are in his fourth series called The Great Race. The title of his devotional today is called Experiencing God in Education. The scripture from the Message Bible is 1 Corinthians 7, verse 21. Under your new master, you're going to experience a marvelous freedom you would never have dreamed of. Brianna McCam, a third grade teacher at Mill Valley Elementary, is an experiential, multisensory learner. It is the way God made her. She has to experience things to believe them, not just learn facts about them. She's like Doubting Thomas, the apostle who didn't believe Jesus was raised from the dead until he saw for himself and touched Jesus' scarred hands. Even though Brianna was raised in a church, she was agnostic for years. In her youth, as she was being taught stories and facts about God in the Bible in church, she always wondered, how can I believe in something or someone I know facts and information about, but have never personally experienced? In college, after attending a Christian concert, Brianna experienced God for the first time. She had a waking vision of the Lord that filled her with supernatural peace, along with a deep desire to follow him and draw closer to him, within a personal, genuine love relationship. After graduation, Brianna became a third grade teacher at Mill Valley Elementary. Brianna teaches the same way she learns, experientially and multisensory. Her classroom is truly amazing and the most creative and dynamic in her school. The children are constantly learning new information about life by experiencing it. Student-made picture dictionaries, real concrete objects, photos projected on her smartboard, and drama are always used to teach vocabulary and concepts in all subjects. Her science class is full of experiments, constant large group entertaining unison choral drills, songs, and cheers are used so that students are always verbalizing and hearing the concepts being taught. In all subjects, Brianna shares with her students how the concepts are practical and useful in the real world. There is a recipe reading and a simple cooking in the classroom. She uses environmental print to teach reading, using businesses' names, common grocery items, TV and cartoon characters, texting, and common internet words and terminology. Stories are often dramatized while being read, and students constantly write about and journal their life experiences at home, in the community, and at school. They share this writing with one another and make cumulative class books throughout the school year. Brianna's personal love relationship with Jesus is the source of her professional inspiration and deep abiding love and genuine care for the students, their parents, and staff. Brianna regularly inquires of God. At home and at school, she spends quiet time alone with him, in prayer, studying and journaling almost every day. Brianna is an active member of the faculty prayer group that meets weekly at her school. The theme scripture she prays for her students is, "I have come that you may have life and life more abundantly," from John 10:10. Each day the students start class by chorally chanting, "We have life and life more abundantly," day after day. Abundant is the first vocabulary word she teaches each year. While recently in prayer, the Lord spoke to her saying, "Keep my word on your heart and desk each day at school. Come eat at my table while at work." She believed God was calling her to keep an open Bible on her desk at all times, while at school as needed, as a visual reminder for her to keep her heart and mind open to God all day while at work in education. She was to put her lesson plans on top of the Bible and commit her plans and work to Him each day. Proverbs 16, verse 3. Up until this time, Brianna had never kept a Bible at school. She wondered about the legality of doing this. Her college and school district had never taught her the specifics of the law. Brianna consulted the faculty prayer group facilitator, Julia Anders, who was a member of Christian Educators Association International. She gave Brianna a book, Teachers and Religion in Public Schools. Brianna's research indicated there was no federal law or district policy prohibiting her from having a Bible on her desk in her classroom. She learned that different court cases across the United States reached different decisions in regarding educators' personal Bibles in schools. In Roberts v. Madigan in 1990, one court upheld the decision a principal made ordering a teacher to remove her Bible from the desk. Yet in another court case, Warnock and Archer, 2004, a court ruled that a principal could have a Bible and framed psalm on the wall of his office as long as they did not convey the impression of government endorsement. From that day forward, Brianna has, without fear, kept her Bible open on her desk at school and puts her daily lesson plans on it to remind her to commit her plans to the Lord and be open to the word of the Lord all day as she teaches. She refuses to live in fear of the law of man because that fear is a snare. She knows if she trusts in the Lord, she will be safe. Proverbs 29, verse 25. The prayer. Lord, help us experience you and to bring the experience of life and life more abundantly into our classrooms. And that was our devotional, written by Don Clark. The final thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. And today I do not have the author of the quote, but it is this: the difference between ordinary and extraordinary is that little extra. And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of the amazing words of our King and Lord Jesus from Matthew 17, verses 25 to 26. "What do you think, Simon? From whom do kings of the earth take toll or tax? For their sons are from others." And when he said from others, Jesus said to him, "Then the sons are free. However, not to give offense to them, go to the sea and cast a hook and take the first fish that comes up. And when you open its mouth, you will find a shekel. Take that and give it to them, for me and for yourself." Dear gracious God, what a mighty provider you are. Thank you for being able to solve anything. Help us to rely on you for those things that seem insurmountable. For with you all things are possible. We praise you, Lord. We want to give you all the glory. And we thank you for this in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.